Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Atlanta, jacking hammers and bows. Back to the Mackin' and jacking the clothes. Adolescents packing a foe.
A knock on the door.
Who is it?
I would happen to know the one with the flow.
Who did it?
It was me, I suppose.
JD in the rolls and looters in the cut supreme. Skating down old Nat, got touched and lean.
I split your spleen. As a matter of fact, I split your team. No blood on the sneaks, gotta keep it so my kicks is clean.
I get the cream. Cops see me flick my beams. I'm allergic to doc prescribed and a histamine.
Oink, oink, pig, pig, do away with the pork. Only silverware I need is a steak knife and a fork. Did you forget your fucking manners? I'm Bruce with banners. Ludacris, Johnny Rockets when I shoot the cannon.
The woolly mammoth, saber tooth, bitch, bite your tongue. I won't stop until I'm rich as them whites will come.
I pull up in a black Lotus, your plaques are bogus. So I stripped them off the wall, waiting for my cue to corner pocket eight ball.
You racking them up on big paper like pancakes, stacking them up. In fact, I'm slapping them up. Cadillac is a truck. I can't lose with 22s, bitch, that's what's up. Running in the back to fuck, better than this, the aqueduct. Chilling in the limited.
Yo. Welcome to Atlanta where the players play and we ride on them things like every day. Big beats hit streets, see gangsters roaming and parties don't stop till 8 in the morning.
Welcome to Atlanta where the players play and we ride on them things like every day. Big beats hit streets, see gangsters roaming and parties don't stop till 8 in the morning.
Now the party don't start till I walk in and I usually don't leave until the thing is. But in the meantime, in between times, you work your thing, I work mine. I've been putting it down here since 83, since the Lake Show MD rivalry, when Frozen Paradise was the place to be. If you was riding, you was bumping the homie Shy D. I'm the MVP, most ballin'est player. Make my own rules, bitch, call me the mayor. Monday night, Gentlemen's Club. Tuesday night, I'm up in the Velvet Room getting fucked up.
Wednesday,
I'm at Strokers on Lean.
Thursday,
jump clean, then I fall up in cream.
Friday,
Shark Bar Kaya with Frank Ski.
Right on the floor is where you can find me.
Saturday, is off the Heezy for Sheezy. You can find me up in one Tweezy.
Sunday,
is when I get my sleep in. Cause on Monday, we be at it again. Holla.
Yo.
Welcome to Atlanta where the players play and we ride on them things like every day. Big beats hit streets, see gangsters roaming and parties don't stop till 8 in the morning.
Welcome to Atlanta where the players play and we ride on them things like every day. Big beats hit streets, see gangsters roaming and parties don't stop till 8 in the morning.
Welcome to Atlanta where the players play and we ride on them things like every day. Big beats hit streets, see gangsters roaming and parties don't stop till 8 in the morning.
Welcome to Atlanta where the players play and we ride on them things like every day. Big beats hit streets, see gangsters roaming and parties don't stop till 8 in the morning.
Thanks, guys, for tuning in to today's show. You're listening live to the Frank Williams Show, and I am your host, Frank Williams. Hey, thanks, guys, for tuning in to the show. Those who are listening via my show page live online at Blog Talk Radio, thank you guys for tuning in to the show. And those who are listening via cell phone or landline, thank you guys for tuning in to the show as well. Today is Monday, the last day of August, the final day of August. The last time you will see August 31st, 2015. The last time you'll see August 31st, 2015. And tomorrow is the 1st of September. Now we have a work week and then we have a holiday on Monday. Which is great. I hope to have family in this weekend, and we're gonna have a good time, I believe. And you know, things are going to be good, okay? Things are going to be good. So I hope you guys have a great weekend this coming weekend as well. Today's weather in the ATL right now is 75 degrees. We're looking at a high of 87 today. Partly cloudy. It's been raining and drizzling all day, and probably going to be like this for the duration. Tomorrow we're looking at 90 degrees with a chance of rain. Also 92 on Wednesday, 92 on Thursday, and 90 on Friday with a good chance of rain. Okay? Now, again, thanks, guys, for tuning in to the show. Today's show is being brought to you by our sponsor, CPA On Duty. For all of your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA On Duty. You can reach them at 707-320-2244. Whether it's personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, corporate accounting, and even IRS issues, the professionals at CPA On Duty can help you with your concerns. Give them a call today, 770-732-0244. And don't forget to mention that the Frank Williams Show sent you. All right. Again, thanks, guys, for tuning in. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. You guys can call in and comment on today's topic or whatever you'd like to do, call in just to say hello. That's fine with me. But do let me know that you're out there. Today's word of the day is vaudeville. Vaudeville. V-A-U-D-E-V-I-L-L-E. Vaudeville. And vaudeville is a noun, and it means a light, often comic, theatrical piece frequently combining performance, dialogue, dancing, and song. A light, often comic, theatrical piece combining performance, dialogue, dancing, and song. I'm sorry. this says, I could not see that word in the edge there. It says, a light, often comic, theatrical piece, frequently combining pantomime, dialogue, dancing, and song. Okay? And the second meaning is, think of various acts, such as performing animals, comedians, or singers. That's vaudeville. Vaudeville. That's a noun. Again, thanks, guys, for tuning in. Welcome to the show. I've been working all morning putting together. I know I was had been telling you guys that I was working on putting together some beats for my introductory song or my intro into the show. And I think I found what I want. It's taking me a while. I know what I'm saying is, you know, this kind of stuff. You know, I'm a video guy. I take videos and I take pictures, and I can edit that video and edit pictures and stuff like that. That's my knack. Now, as far as these beats go and music, you know, I can hear music and I can hear beats and I can do beats and stuff like that, but put it together, that's a whole new ball game. And it takes time. So I understand why it takes some people years to come out with a new album, you know, new beats or, you know, new music and things like that. Because, hey, this is no joke. But after all these last few weeks, I think I've put together some beats and all that I want to use for my intro music. So stay tuned for that over the next couple of days. I will have that and going here soon. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. Now, before I get into today's episode, I wanted to say something briefly about Michael Vick. Okay, you guys know Michael Vick. He was here in Atlanta playing football. He got in trouble with about the dogs and all this stuff. Well, you know, he was sitting at home for most of the training camp and preseason, but now he's found a team. The Pittsburgh Steelers are giving him a chance, and he had a pretty good showing yesterday, I believe. I saw part of the game on yesterday. Now, there's a petition going around trying to kick him out of the league, wanting him not to be a part of anyone's team. They're supposedly have gotten 15,000 signatures for that on a petition. But nonetheless, I don't think that's going to have any kind of backbone to it. I don't know why. Dudes, he did it. He served his punishment, served his time in jail, or whatever they wanted to do. Took his money, all this. And you still don't want the guy to play and earn a living? I mean, that's un-American, right? Anyhow, but from what I'm going to talk about today, you know, doesn't have anything on this guy. All right? And so to put out a petition to cut him down is not good. And I hope and I wish you guys, whomever is signing the petition and all this, just stop it and give it a rest. Go after something else. Do something else with your life. Go after something else. Know, sign a petition not to have Donald Trump in the White House. Make him get out of the race. Want to do anything, something that's going to be worthwhile to the American people. All right? 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. I hope you guys are hearing me loud and clear. I believe everything's working fine and Jim Dandy on the show. It looks like it anyway. I actually heard myself through the microphone earlier. So if you can hear me, if you guys have my number, send me a message or text or whatever saying we can hear you loud and clear. All right? And again, thanks guys for tuning in to the show today. Now, let's see. What else did I have? I had something else I wanted to talk to you guys about, but I guess I can't really put my hands on it right now. I've been scrambling this morning, doing all kinds of things and working hard. But anyway, let's get into today's show. Today's show is entitled, A Pennsylvania Judge Gets 28 Years in Prison. And I know you want to know why. All right? And if you haven't heard this story, you can go to CBSNews.com or FoxNews.com or whatever, and just put judge gets 28 years in the search box and it'll pull it up. Okay, here we go. In Scranton, Pennsylvania, a longtime northeastern, and I'm just gonna read you guys this this article. And then we'll talk about it, okay? A longtime northeastern Pennsylvania judge was ordered to spend nearly three decades in prison for his role in a massive juvenile justice bribery scandal that prompted the state's high court to toss thousands of convictions. And I'm going to stop for a second right there. Prompted the state's high court to toss thousands of convictions. So the state Supreme Court has tossed out all these convictions that this judge had put on these young juvenile kids. Okay? So they're free now. Former Luzerne County Judge Mark Ciavarella Jr. was sentenced Thursday to 28 years in federal prison for taking $1 million in bribes from the builder of a pair of juvenile detention centers in a case that became known as Kids Cash. Ciavarella was motionless when the decision was announced and had no reaction. From behind him were family members of some of the children he sentenced. Sat, someone cried out, "Woohoo!" In the wake of the scandal, the Pennsylvania Supreme Court tossed about 4,000 convictions issued by Ciavarella between 2003 and 2008. 4,000 convictions between 2003 and 2008. That's five into that. That's eight. He's sentencing 800 people a year. That's amazing. Saying he violated the constitutional rights of the juveniles, including the right to legal counsel and the right to intelligently enter a plea. Ciavarella, 61, was tried and convicted of racketeering charges earlier this year. His attorneys had asked for a reasonable sentence in court papers, saying, in effect, that he already been punished enough. How is that? How has he already been punished enough? Asking for a reasonable sentence. How has he already been punished enough? I don't get that at all. How has he been punished? Tell us. Okay, the media attention to this matter has exceeded coverage given to many and almost all capital murders. And despite protestation, he will forever be unjustly branded as the Kids for Cash judge, their sentencing memo said. Al Flora, Ciavarella's lawyer, called the sentence harsher than expected. Ciavarella surrendered immediately, but it was not immediately known where he would serve his sentence. Ciavarella, speaking before the sentence was handed down, apologized to the community and those juveniles that appeared before him in his court. He said, and I quote, "I blame no one but myself for what happened," unquote, he said, and then denied he had ever incarcerated any juveniles in exchange for money. He also criticized U.S. Assistant Attorney Gordon Zubroff for referring to the case as Kids for Cash and said it sank his reputation. Quote, he backdoored me and I never saw it coming. Those three words made me the personification of evil, unquote, Ciavarella said. Quote, they made me toxic and caused a public uproar the likes of which this community has never seen, unquote. Now the assistant district attorney Zubrot said that Ciavarella had verbally abused and cruelly mocked children he sent away after violating their rights. He called the ex-judge vicious and mean-spirited in asking U.S. District Judge Edwin K. Kosick for a life sentence. Hugh Ciavarella and a second judge, Michael Cunahan, of taking more than $2 million in bribes from the builder of the Pennsylvania Child Care and Western Pennsylvania Child Care Detention Centers and extorting hundreds of thousands of dollars from the facility's co-owner. Ciavarella, known for his harsh and autocratic courtroom demeanor, filled the beds of the private lockups with children as young as 10, many of them first-time offenders convicted of petty theft and other minor crimes. The judge remained defiant after his arrest, insisting the payments were legal and denying he incarcerated youth for money. The jury returned a mixed verdict following a February trial, convicting him of including racketeering and conspiracy, and acquitting him of 27 counts, including extortion. The guilty verdicts related to a payment of $997,600 from the builder. Cunahan, the other judge, pleaded guilty last year, and he's now awaiting sentencing. Now, And that's the end of the article right now. So if you guys want to come in on this, go ahead and call in and press number one or whatever, or you can call into the show, 818-301-5834. Now, this guy, you know, he gets 28 years. He's 61 years old, so he's going to be, what, 89, 90 years old before he gets out of prison. And it's, to me, he shouldn't get out of prison, because he has taken, you know, this is what I'd say if I was a judge or if I was anyone like that. Here's what I'd say. I'd say that the Silverella, you have sentenced all these kids, 4,000 kids, convicted 4,000 kids to fill this juvenile prison for this guy who built them. And you did that for money. Now, for each year that you sentence these kids, okay, you are going to be sentenced. You're going to have to, for every year they spend in prison, you're going to have to spend a year in prison. So if 4,000 kids got a year each, then you need to be in prison for 4,000 years. We know that's not possible, but so you need to be in prison for life. You shouldn't get out. You should never get out of jail. You shouldn't. And you know, to do this for money is just, you know, unbelievable to me. And if he's doing it for money, how many other judges out there are doing the same thing? How many other judges out there are doing the same thing? We watched this movie over the weekend called The Equalizer with Denzel Washington. Okay, and Denzel was former CIA man or something. And he caught up with some corrupt cops. And I was asking, how many cops do you think are corrupt in all the cities over the United States? How many cops are corrupt like that? Taking money and from guys who are doing crimes and don't want to be caught. Taking bribes from people. Going around this one set of cops, they were going into this Mexican restaurant and making this lady who's working hard for her money running a Mexican restaurant, they were making her pay. What for? I don't know. But they go in there and eat, and then they come up to the counter and bang on the counter like, come on, bring us our payment. She was giving them cash. Denzel caught him and slapped him around and told him that he had the video. If they don't give him the cash back, this is going to go to the, out to the news. They're going to be, you know, exposed. So they gave the money back. But how many judges, how many cops are out there dirty, taking money, taking bribes for this kind of stuff? This kind of stuff, they supposed to be protecting the community. But this kind of stuff not only corrupts the community, but it also hurts the community. It puts ordinary Joe Blows like you and me in harm's way. Right? Because if I'm out there trying to run a legitimate business and you coming by and taking my money, for what? For what? And I guess because she didn't make a payment to them, they set a place on fire and burned it a bit. Okay? And That's the cruel part of what happens in society. People who are in law enforcement positions, like judges and people like that, that have this authority and shouldn't have this authority. This judge, I mean, he's been caught now, but how long has he been doing other stuff other than this? Taking cash for kids. How long is it, you know, they say from 2003 to 2008, but what about before 2003? This guy's 61 years old. They may need to go back and look at all his cases and so what I'm saying is that if he's doing it, there are countless others, maybe haven't been caught yet for sure, but should be. I don't understand how people can sleep at night doing that kind of stuff. But I was always told that I don't consider myself it seems like these white collar white people that are in places like judges and things like that, they don't care about anything but money. They'll sell their mama for money. I heard a guy on a talk show the other day. And, you know, while people, the media portray black people as criminals and all this type of stuff, bad when you look at a black person and think something bad, and you look at a white person and think something good. Well, it actually should be the other way around. Because they're doing more crime than black people. They are doing crime from top to bottom. And they'll do it for money. They'll do anything for money. And so when you think about this kind of crime, although it's in the ordinary crime that you and I would think of, stealing or robbing or something like that, this happens all the time. It's happening right now somewhere in the United States. And this guy on this talk show, he was talking about, you know, the perpetuation of black crime. He was saying that how black people learned from white people how to commit crimes. And he was talking about how back in the, from 19 to the 1970s or something like that, back in Mississippi, where they put syphilis into the black community. And while they were falsely injecting black men with penicillin, or they thought they were getting penicillin, what they weren't, they were trying to see how would it affect the black man in the black community as they, you know, got this disease. Turned around and way back in the day, 500 years ago, when the white man came here and gave the Indians supposedly these friendship quilts, okay? The quilts were infested with smallpox and started killing off the Indians so they could take their land. I mean, I'm just saying. And when things like this happen, I mean, everybody, whether you're white or black, you better be on your P's and Q's at all times, watching your back. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. See, I try to keep my show 100. And I, you know, and because I try to keep it 100, some people may not want to listen to my show. But that's fine. You got that right to listen to whatever you want to listen to. I don't care. Okay? Listen to whatever you want to listen to. And you can call into my show at any time. I don't care who you are. You can call into my show at any time and talk to me. Tell me how you feel. I invite that. Okay? And again, guys, I appreciate you guys listening in to the show. And again, you guys can go and look at this article if you want at foxnews.com or cbsnews.com, what have you, and check it out and see what and then think about it. But the most important thing of all, if you have young kids who are coming up through middle school or going into high school or whatever, the key to this show is for me to tell you to take care of your kids. Talk to your kids. Make sure they understand stuff like this. And understand that if they get into the system, who knows what's going to happen after that. So the best thing to do is not get involved in the system. Stay out of the system. Do your best to keep your kids' nose clean from being involved in the system. Because once you get in the system, there's no turning back. So the next time you go, they're going to say, I see you've been in here 3 times before. You've been locked up 3 times before. Son, you hadn't learned your lesson. So this time, you know, you're going to get 15 years. Oh, my goodness. But then it's too late. It's too late. It's too late for you to do anything. It's too late for them to do anything. Well, I'm going to change my life. Well, it's too late. You can change your life while you're in there and come out a better person. If you come out. But try to take care of your kids, guys. Try to take care of them. And with that, I'm going to shut it down and tell you guys to take care of yourselves. I hope you have a great day. I'll see you tomorrow, 10:30 a.m., right here on The Frank Williams Show. Good night. Good day. Whatever.
Da, 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 da. The smell of your skin lingers. Probably on your flight back to your hometown. I need some shelter of my own protection, baby. Be with myself in center, clarity, peace, serenity. I must go alone. must take the baby steps till I'm full grown, full grown. Fairy tales don't always have a happy ending, do they? And I foresee the dark ahead if I stay.
Here to roll. So if you ain't got no money, take your belt home.